Members of the Catholic faith are again coming to terms with sexual abuse in the church after a scathing grand jury report was released this week. It found that hundreds of priests have abused more than 1,000 boys and girls in Pennsylvania. Many people have turned to social media to share their thoughts about the findings. Joining us now for that and how other stories of the week are starting conversations online is Femi Oke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Hi, Femi.
Hello there, Lisa.
So we've heard some of the stories of the abuse in the Catholic Church. The actions are depraved. The scale is astounding. More than 300 priests have been accused of abuse in Pennsylvania alone. Obviously, Catholics are outraged by this. What are the conversations like, though, on social media?
The conversation has gone further than the Catholic Church, and there are two conversations that I'm looking at, and the way to find them if you're on social is to look for Catholic Me Too and also Church Too, and they have a hashtag in front of them. Let me give you an example. Here's Jennifer Storm says, as the stained glass shatters in your respective houses of God, do not pray for those who have been preyed upon. They do not need your prayers. They need your action, your voice, your belief, and your singular ability to create change in your community. Hashtag Catholic Me Too. I'm not going to go into details of some of these stories, Lisa, because they are really, really hard to read, let alone hard to actually talk about. So there will be some trigger warnings as you're going around looking at these various stories. There's one that captured the attention of a lot of people online, and that was from Cindy Lynn, who talked about being sexually abused by her church youth leader. Look for her Twitter handle, Healing in Midlife, without the E on the end of midlife. She talks about her experience in a California church, and in the current pastor then jumps onto the conversation and says, I am so sorry that this has happened to you. I want to apologise. I wasn't around then, but please know how sad and sorry I am for what happened to you. Mm. And then Cindy is saying, why are you even asking me this? And he says, because I want to make things better. Do we have the right policies in place? And so these are the conversations that are going beyond what's happening in this report about the Catholic Church and the priests and the sexual abuse there, and spreading out to the whole church community and Christian community around the world. So that's Catholic Me Too and hashtag Church Too.
And the conversation's unfolding, as you said, on Twitter. I want to talk about another issue in the news this week. This one has to do with technology. The CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, said that he is rethinking the core parts of the platform after Twitter temporarily suspended conspiracy theorist Alex Jones of InfoWars this week, amid a lot of pressure coming from the public. This follows Apple, Facebook, Spotify taking action earlier this month against Alex Jones. What changes is Jack Dorsey proposing to limit the spread of hate speech?
Well, he talks about this week looking at some of the core functions of Twitter. And so Twitter is designed for you to talk to each other, to have a conversation. So that conversation that I just spoke to you about, the pastor of the current church said, how can I help? I want to reach out to you. That is what Twitter does. It helps those global conversations happen. But maybe there should be some ways that you can monitor them. So you may remember just a few months ago, there was a Twitter purge. So bots were purged. Accounts that haven't been used were purged. Jack Dorsey is looking at perhaps you can highlight information that is incorrect that's being widely spread. Perhaps we can monitor account behavior more so we know when you are tweeting with an automated account and not a real person. There's a lot of room here for maybe Twitter to be able to look at the ethics of how people are using the platform and how easy it is to spread hate speech and also misinformation.
One more issue before we let you go. And this one requires, for the segue anyway, Femi, a little bit of music. There was a fence that held our love. Yes, it was. That's the key part right there, the house that Jack built from Aretha.
Jack Dorsey to the house that Jack built. That very nicely done, DJ Lisa.
Your ingenious segue idea, Femi, okay? So yeah. What are you reading about Aretha online?
Oh, my goodness. 5 million searches and just on Wednesday alone. Amazing stories. There's so many gifts for you to be able to share. And then this story here from Jackie Moore on Facebook. She was once filming with the Queen of Soul in the UK. She was not wearing an appropriate outfit that would look good on TV. The director dared to ask her to change it, and she said, "Would you have asked the Queen of England to change her outfit? I don't think so." And so Aretha, the Queen of Soul, went on to wear whatever she wanted to wear because she's the Queen.
Femi Yoke, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Always nice to talk to you. Thanks.
You're welcome.